kuf on the base, the bottom. Umenah teimra. How do I know that kocho in a carmelis is what's it called? Not aser. The tanya svina imataltel mitochov liyam velo minayam letochov. A svina, you're not allowed to carry from the svina to the yam, and not from the yam into the svina, because you're going from a carmelis into a rishus hayochid, or rishus hayochid into a carmelis. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, amuka asora, the ain gova asora, gavo asora. If the boat itself is 10 tefachim deep, in other words, the inside dimensions of the boat are 10 tefachim deep, the ain gova asora, but it's not 10 tefachim over the water, part of it is submerged into the water. So metalkal mitocho liyam. Then you're allowed to metalkal from the boat into the yam. Avalo min hayam letocho. Not from the yam into the boat. So maishno min hayam letocho delo. Deko metalkal mikarmelis rishus hayachid. Why can't you carry from the yam? The reason you can't carry from the yam into the boat is because you're taking from a carmelis into rishus hayachid. The boat's a rishus hayachid because the inner dimensions are 10 tefachim and 4x4. The yam is a carmelis. So you're taking from the carmelis into the rishus hayachid. Mitocha liyam novi, can metalkal rishus hayachid carmelis. The same thing would be if you take from the boat into the yam. You're also taking from a rishus hayachid to a carmelis. Why is that mutter, according to Rabbi Yehuda? Elalav achuda. Must be, the difference is that when you take from the boat into the yam, you're not pouring it directly into the yam. You're pouring on the side of the boat, and it's what's it called? It's pouring out into the yam, right? Draining off into the yam. That's kochov. Shma mina kochov bekarmelis lo gozru. Shma mina. So we from here that at least according to Rabbi Yehuda, kochov and the carmelis is okay. Rashi amuka hasfina asara dehavi rishus hayachid ve'en gavoa shvasa yud min hayam kigon shemeshukas b'mayim mikovid masa. But it's not 10 tefachim over the water, because if it were 10 tefachim over the water, then it's a avir of a carmelis, and it's what's it called, and it's mutter. You're going from makom tur into a carmelis, and that lechora will be mutter. Metaltel mitocho liyam derech tvof nosecha. If you pour it on the walls, then you can carry from the boat or pour water from the boat into the yam, not directly. Don't shovchim kidefar shvazel to kocho the carmelis lo gazru. Avalo min hayam letocha. You can't bring something up into the boat by pouring it on its walls. It's going to go down, not going to go up. You can't pour something that it should go up the walls. You can only pour something to go down the walls. Right? It has to be deep, 10 tefachim in the boat. If the boat itself is not 10 tefachim deep, then it itself is a carmelis. You can carry from one carmelis into another carmelis. It also said that it's not 10 tefachim above the water. The carmelis is seyachim derech makom tur kometalpul. If it's higher than 10 tefachim off the water, then when you're carrying from the boat into the yam or vice versa, you're bringing it up into a makom tur before you get into the rishus hayachid, or into a makom tur before you get into the carmelis. The tzorach like bias yado lamala miyud. The afagav rishus doraisa rishus harav nechay bechay gavna. Right? Even though from rishus hayachid to rishus harabim or whatever, derech makom tur you'd be chayiv in such a situation where it doesn't come to rest in the makom tur. Right? It goes directly from the Rishus Hayochid, Derech Makom Tur to Rishus Harabim. That's the Misratya Laplatya Derech Steve, right? So therefore, what's it called? Even though Rishus Harabim, or Rishus Hayochid, in this way you'd be chayiv. Carmelis miyad rabban hivelo gozer. By a carmelis, they weren't gozer that if you carry from Rishus Hayochid Derech Makom Tur to a carmelis or vice versa, that's aser, it's mutter. Omer Avuna, Elo Lav Achuda, Shofech Shofchim Alchuda, Vehen Yorin Derech Devenoseh Liyam. Right, must be talking where the only difference between taking it from the Svina to the Yam, as it, where it's mutter, as opposed from the Yam to the Svina, is if you pour it down the sides of the boat. Then what's it called? Down will be mutter, up is impossible. So from the Yam to the Svina is Aser, from the Svina to the Yam is mutter, because you're doing it Derech Kocho into a Karmelis is mutter. Amravuna, hani bitzasa de meshan, ein metautlin bohen ela ba'arba. If you have a canoe, so basically what it describes, it's a boat that narrows, tapers, as it gets, what's it called, lower, and the part in the yam is mamish, like a razor, what's it called, very, very thin. It comes like a fin on the bottom. Okay, it goes from almost nothing, and then it tapers out. It tapers, yeah. So that kind of boat, you can't carry inside the boat more than arba tvachim. We'll see in 1 second why. V'lo amarin, ela she'ein b'pachas mishlosha arba. It's talking where the boat is three tvachim. From the bottom of the boat, there's not four tvachim width. As you have three tvachim from the bottom of the boat up, that's not four tvachim width. Aval yesh b'pachas migimel arba. But this is the way Rashi learns. But if there is a four tvachim width within three tvachim of the bottom of the boat, leslan ba, then the boat has a din of Rishus HaYachid, and you can carry as much as you want inside the boat. Okay? The I malinu kani vi urvani, if you fill that space that's more than three tvachim in the bottom of the boat with different kinds of poles or whatever, and you filled it up, so now it's solid. So now you start counting the bottom of the boat from the where it's filled up. And that there is four tvachim, right? And from there above, there's ten tvachim. That's what's it called. That's considered a, what's it called, a Rishus HaYachid. Kirashi. Bitzasa sfinos ktanos uktsaros milmata ad kechudo shel sakim. Shikorin koiti, whatever. They're like a canoe. They're small boats. They're... what's it called, on the top, four tvachim wide, they're ten tvachim down, but the last few tvachim, right, the last four tvachim down are not four tvachim wide. They're very thin. So what you have is, you have mechitzes going down that are four tvachim, right, but they don't reach the ground. When you get towards the ground, there's no more four tvachim, so it's a mechitza kluya. Within three tvachim of the ground, you don't have four tvachim anymore. What? Four tvachim. Within three tvachim of the ground, you don't have arba bayah. Right, four amas. Right. Ein metalkun besochan. The lab rishus hayochid. They're not rishus hayochid. Shein baruch ven arba milmata. They don't have four amas. Right, four amas on the bottom width. Lefichach ein mechitza oseh mechitza that is what's it called surrounds an area less than four amas is not considered a mechitza. The lo amoran ela b'shekotza shalohen gavoa shalosh. She'ein rochav dalid lamata ba'od shelo higbiu gimel mikarki iso. That's only where you have three tvachim from the bottom up, that's not four amas. But if you don't have three tvachim up without having four amas, less than three tvachim, and then you have, what?
You need four amas and not four tvachim.
That's Rishus HaYachid, no?
I can't give you four tvachim, machum chashuv. Once you have the machum chashuv with your tvachim, that's Rishus HaYachid, I thought.
Oh. That's a...
What?
To be Rishus HaYachid? No. Rishus HaYachid has to have Arba by Arba, at least. No. Right, but that's not... Right. It's not Rishus HaYachid. That's in Gabi Hanoch or whatever. It's a Makom Chashu, but Mechitzas... It's not true though. We have mechitzas in less than arba amos, and they have a din of mechitza. Yeah, but if it's arba tzvachim, it's not a Rishus HaYachid. An omud in Rishus HaRabim has to be arba amos by arba amos plus ten tzvachim high. No? Yeah, the difference is it's the chorot tvachim because arba'a arba amos arba'a tvachim. No, Tvachim, yeah, so Rashi has to be Tvachim. That's Arba'ah. Rashi says the Lav Rashi says Yavdinu. She'ein Barach van Arba'ah Milmata. Lathich ein Mechitzah Seyem Mechitzah. So where is Rashi Sayachid? Dafka. Okay, here's for sure Tvachim though. It's Arba'ah Tvachim. He says also Tvachim, yeah? Okay, but it's Lachar, it's Tvachim. Okay, so if it's not four Tvachim wide, within three tvachim of the ground, so then the mechitzas aren't considered mechitzas. Mechitza that surrounds an area less than four tvachim is not considered a mechitza. That masha'enkein, if the area within three tvachim of the ground is four tvachim wide, then what's it called? Then the mechitza, and it's rishus hayachid. The lo anron ella b'shiktzei shalohen gavoa shalo she'ein rachav dal lamata ba'od shalo higbio gimel mikarki iso. Even if there's 10 tvachim high that are 4 tvachim, what's it called, wide, still not mutter. Even the tachtonos, lab mechitza ninu, havi le tluya. Right? Because it's a mechitza tluya. Because the mechitza starts higher than 3 tvachim off the ground. So even though from that point on there's 10 tvachim up, it's still not a, it's a mechitza tluya, not mechitza. It doesn't have a din of mechitza. So it's not a rishus hayoch. Aval yesh bepachos mi gimel gova rochav dalet sha'ad shalohig bio gimel hirchivo dalet, right, before it comes up three tvachim, it's already four tvachim wide, so then it's not a mechitza tluya. Then the mechitza goes within three tvachim of the ground, it's lovud. Harehen kmi shekar ki yusein ola atan mechitzo sein mechitzos. There it's lovud, and therefore what's it called? It's like the mechitzas hit the ground, and therefore it's what's it called? It's not a mechitza tluya. Okay, so now the Gemara says, "Maskif lor of Nachman, v'leima gudachis mechitzta." Why don't we say over there gudachis? So what if there's three tvachim between the end of the boat, between the part that's four tvachim and the end of the boat, right? Why don't we say gudachis? Since you have 10 tvachim mechitza above, the mechitza should extend downward too. Milo Tanya of Yosef Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Noetz Kona Rishus Haravim, Uberosho Traskel, you put a pole in Rishus Haravim, and on the top of the pole is a basket, the Zorach Benochal Gab of Chay, and you threw something into the basket, right, you Chay. Al Mamrin and Gudach is Mechitzta. The Mechitzas of the basket, right, extend downward and have a din of Rishus Hayochit. Achinam in name of Gudach is Mechitzta. Let's say the same thing over here. That the mechitzas extend downward. Maskif lor of Yosef, v'lo shmiya lahu lahada amar of Yehuda amarav umatir bo mishum rabchia v'tani aloha v'chachamim potrim. Lamais over there by the traskel, Rabbi Yehuda says you chayim, but the rabbanim say you're potter. So why are you asking a kasha from Rabbi Yehuda? Bring a proof from the rabbanim that you don't say good achis, right? If there's more than three tvachim between the end of the mechitzah and the ground. Omer le Abaye va'at lo tizbara. You don't hold of that. But Tanya amud b'rishus harabim gavo asora v'rochav dalet. You have an amud in rishus harabim, which is 10 tvachim high and 4 tvachim width. The ain bikaro dalet, right? And there's no, there's not 4 tvachim wide in the bottom. The yesh b'kotzer shalo gimel, and the area that's not 4 tvachim wide is 3 tvachim high. So basically, you have a platform or a bima that on the top is 4 tvachim wide, right, and it's 10 tvachim high, but the bottom of it is not, what's it called, 4 tvachim, for at least 3 tvachim off the ground. The zorek v'noch al dabav chayiv. Everybody holds your chayiv over there. Al ba'amin gudachis mechitzta, you say du gudachis. Mor says, hachanami gudachis mechitzta. Mor says, midi iri. Hosem havile mechitzta shagdoyim bokim bo. Right, over there, either by the boat, or by the, what's it called, by the traskel, the goats can get underneath. It's only a little pole. So the goats can get it underneath, and they break up the mechitzas. But over here, by a biba, the goats can't get underneath there. There's something solid there. So the goats can't get underneath, right? It's solid enough to stop the goats from going. So there, even though the bottom is not for tvachim, but it's an obstruction there, it's not a mechitza shagdoyim bokim bo, then we say gudachis, by what's it called, and it's a good mechitza. Omer le Rav Acha, b'rei Rav Acha, L'Rei Lavashi, Gabi Svina Nomi Ha'ika B'Kiyas Dagim. By the Svina also, what's it called? Fish can get underneath it. So why is it? Why do we say good achis? Why is it a good mechitza? Amar Lei B'Kiyas Dagim Lo Shmei B'Kiyah. The B'Kiyah of Dagim is not considered a B'Kiyah. Okay. Rashi. Urvani Arava Daka, you filled it up with willows, or you filled it up with konin, with reeds. The imalinu ad makom rechavan harein kasheros tatalim yesh misfas rochon namala yud. If you filled it up, so then if there's 10 tvachim above that spot, so then that's what's it called? That's the mechitza. We'll see once if that helps for the outside or on the inside. The lema gurachis mikeneged midas rechavan ho elyono ulamata. What do we say? That the mechitzas extend to the ground. Traskel ain omak yud, v'anu modedim lo gova yud, shemidah sakana ola lo begovo. The traskel itself isn't 10 tvachim, right? So that with the pole, it's 10 tvachim off the ground. But the mechitzas don't reach the ground. They're more than 3 tvachim off the ground. And still we say gudachis. And if you throw something into that basket, it's considered like you threw it into a shesayokim. V'akana ain rochav arba, right? Ela she'anu omrim mechitzos ha'traskel gudachis. We say that the mechitzos of the traskel extend down. The nimtzu makifos ha'sakana. They now surround the pole. V'havilu hekif ha'mechitzos min ha'karkel ha'malas shavi rosho rishayachim. And then the basket becomes rishayachim. The imzor b'shesaram v'nochal gav v'chayim. U'matu ba, yesh shematim b'dover l'achriya v'lomar shabchiya omar v'chachomim potrim. The Maisa the Chachamim in that case of Traskel argue. And they say it's not a Rosh Hashayachim. I'm a law, I'm reading good achis, lahatr mechitza tlu. According to Rabbanim, you don't, what's it called, say good achis, where there's more of a space than 3 tvachim to the ground. The Aklo Tizba, Darminum Kaigavna, the Maisa, we have another case where we do say it. The Ein Bikoro Roch of Dalet, the Yeshba Kotzer Shal of Gimel, also Kotzer Shal Ikro, Sheino Roch of Dalet, Yeshbo Gova Gimel, the Haina Ravusa, the Lekala Memer Lovel, the Mokum Shakola Rechava, the Karaka, the Lohachi, Avru Shayachi. You have a Bima that on the bottom is narrow and the top is wide. It's 4 Tvachim wide, but the 4 Tvachim wide doesn't start till after 3 Tvachim from the ground. It still has a dinner, Rosh Hashayachi. Because you say Gurachis. Damrina Gurachis Mechitza. Savid Mechitza Seho, Mikeneged Rechava, Ulamata, Ki Iluhu Kulo Shavit. We let the Mechitzas go down and they reach the ground. Right? As if it would be equal. So now the whole thing has 10 tvachim mechitzas. It's Rosh Hashayachim, even though the space on the bottom is more than 3 tvachim high. Hachi garsinim veitzisu de meisha nami name a good office. Let's say same thing by the boat. My midi iri hasam kula abaya omer lalar of Yosef. Abaya's whole time telling this of Yosef. To hada maisi raya v'chachon potrim klum rayahi lekan ha'traskol kapatri rabbanim. Mishum dehavi mechitza shagdoyim bokim bo. The cases where it's no good, where there's more than a space of 3 tvachim to the ground, right, is where the goats can get underneath. Milamata ba'aretz tachas mechitzas ha'traskel, since there's only a pole, she'en pshutos lahalan min hakona l'chol tzad, u'bekiyas gedoyim ma'kefes milameimer gurachis. If goats can get underneath, it's more than 3 tvachim, so goats can get underneath, then it prevents the mechitza from coming down. Because the fact that it's possible for gedoyim to get through makes it that breaks up the mechitza. Shari overim tachtecho, avo b'svino leka b'kiyas gedoyim. But in the boat, there's no b'kiyas gedoyim. She'ein lon over machtachtecho, right? The goats don't go in the water. Fish can get underneath, but b'kiyas dagim doesn't break up the mechitza. The chen ba'amud, ein derech l'schachik bo, v'lavor tachas shipuo she'ein olmat. And same thing with a bima. The goats can't get underneath there, it's solid. Underneath, it's just not for tvachim, but it's solid, not a pole. Mer says b'kiyas dagim lo shmo b'kiyah l'fi she'ein on nirin. The reason that b'kiyas dagim doesn't break the mechitzah is because you can't see the fish. So you need what's it called, a way where you can see the goats going under, that breaks up the mechitzah. Where the fish are hidden from view, there what's it called doesn't break the mechitzah. The this halacha though, when it's considered wide enough to stop the kiyas dogim, okay? Tosfos says that As long as there's three tefachim. What width? Three tefachim width. Right? That's like the bima, whatever. There, what's it called? It breaks up the kiyas gedayim, and you say gurachis. The Ritva holds even one tefach width is enough. Anything less than a tefach, you say bekiyas, like a pole. But if something's a tefach or more, already breaks up the bekiyas dogim, and there you would say gurachis. What's it called? Inside the basket, if the basket would be 10 tefachim itself high, enochinami underneath, we say that the walls don't extend down because they're more than 3 tefachim off the ground, and gedayim can go underneath. But that doesn't affect the fact that inside the basket, if it's 10 tefachim high, is a reshus hayochid, right? Because there you're starting from the bottom. A reshus hayochid doesn't have to start on the ground. A reshus hayochid can start on a platform in the middle of the air.
So why do you need gudachis?
What? That's for underneath it. It should be reshus hayochid, not for above it.
But you threw it in the basket.
Yeah, the basket wasn't 10 tefachim high. It only was 10 tefachim high with what's underneath. That case, then you're not mitzvah if what's underneath to what's on top. But if the basket itself is 10 tefachim high walls, and there's also a space underneath it, 7 tefachim. So 7 tefachim underneath it is not reshus hayochid, because you don't say good achis on the mechitzas. But what's above it is reshus hayochid. There's 10 tefachim, right, above it, that the mechitzas have a bottom to it. There's no gedayim going in that basket. Right? They're only going under the basket. So what's under the basket is not reshus hayochid. What's in the basket is. The case where you threw it into the basket and it's not reshus hayochid is where there's not 10 tefachim of what's it called. The Magen Avraham holds that when there's 10 tefachim of mechitza above, then you say gudachis even on what's below. And you don't care about gedayim bokin. Gedayim bokin is only where there's not 10 tefachim of mechitzas above, and then you need the bottom to make the mechitza 10 tefachim and gudachis, then you say gedayim bokin. But if you don't need the bottom to make it 10 tefachim, you have 10 tefachim without the bottom, then you say gudachis even if gedayim bokin. That's what the Magen Avraham holds. And the Merkevis, right, okay, that's Mekevus HaMishnah also says that.